Giving thanks. And we read the antiphon for our psalm this morning. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me. In the great tradition of our church, giving thanks has two, you know, major places. You know, obviously, the word Eucharist is the Greek word for thanksgiving. And when the Lord comes back, when scriptures talk about the Eucharist, it talks about it as the super substantial food, like it's mega food, supernatural food. But the other place in our great tradition is in the teachings of St. Thomas Aquinas, and I think it's the most practical, beautiful piece. He, when he's talking about all of the virtues, puts gratitude under justice. Okay. So, at the simplest level, when somebody does something nice for you, they're a gift to you, right? Whether it's your waitress, whether it's your mom and dad, whether it's your little sibling, when somebody does something nice for you, it is fair, just. You should say thank you. When somebody does something for you, even when it's their job, you should say thank you. That's what's fair. When you don't do it, you're being unfair, right? Even, my favorite example of this, I gave this homily on Thanksgiving Day a few years back, and we went to McDonald's on the trip to my family's house in Lafayette, and the dude who was working the counter, he wanted to talk to everybody. And I am quietly getting more and more and more and more and more angry, and I'm just going, hey man, can I just have my coffee? It's right there. Could you please just take the coffee pot and put some coffee in the cup? It's terrible coffee. It's not even good. But please, you are so, I was trying to serve my whole family. So they went into Walgreens or something like that to buy something. And I went into McDonald's to get a little breakfast for me and coffee for everybody else. And this guy is just talking to everybody. And then I get up and I'm like, I want a number 5 and 4 coffees. Like you could see the veins start to pop out of my head. And I get back in the car and I sit down and I'm going, you guys have got to hear what just happened to me. And my dad was so gracious. He let me finish my whole rant, my whole complaint. And then he goes, did you say thank you? Remember, 45 minutes ago, I said gratitude, saying thank you, is justice. My dad's like, did you say thank you? I'm like, no. Gotta live this stuff out. When somebody does something nice for you, when somebody does something for you, even when it is their job, even when they're really bad at it, say thank you. Now, if I can leave you with anything else, you all know that you can say the words and not mean the words, right? We've all said, I'm sorry, and didn't mean it. And we've all said thank you just because that's what you're supposed to do. Like, waitress brings you food, thank you, have a nice day. Like, they could have been dressed in a clown suit, you would never have noticed. Because you weren't actually paying attention to that human being, even though they were serving you. Don't just say the words, but mean it. Now, of course, level 1 is say the words. Level 2 is feel it. And the highest level is trying to expand that out even when you don't see somebody doing something for you. To practice that attitude of thanksgiving, giving thanks, saying thank you for everything, the good and the bad. The weather today is lovely. Thank you, Lord. I'm having a bad day, but thank you anyway, Lord. That is the highest level of gratitude.